This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 254.
Today, Cheyenne asks, I used to write short stories competitively, and something I liked to do for a challenge was to write a new style every time I entered a contest. Something I ended up doing a little too much was writing entirely in dialogue. The challenge inherent in not being able to fall back on prose is deliciously vexing. However, I think sometimes that it's ruined me for keeping the balance between chit-chat and narrative. So, because I enjoy your take so much, what are your thoughts on the correct ratio of dialogue to prose? How much talk is too much talk? Well, Cheyenne, I would say you've got too much talk if you're losing your readers. If what you're doing doesn't feel natural and motivated by the story, if it feels like a long digression and not much is getting done, or your characters are talking in such a way that they're basically in a white room and it's obvious to the reader, then you've got too much chit-chat. If, on the other hand, you've got a conversation that carries the story entirely and doesn't leave everybody in a white room, and you don't have a single line of narrative, even a dialogue tag, you're fine. Terry Bisson pulled that off gorgeously in They're Made Out of Meat. It's really hard to do, but it can be done, and it can be glorious. If you're looking to sort of rebalance yourself, try going the other way. Try writing a few short stories where it's only narrative, where there is no dialogue, where anything that anyone has spoken is relayed secondhand by the narrator instead of firsthand by direct quotation. That will teach you a lot of fun tricks as well, and then you can work on bringing the two styles together. I think you might find that doing it that way, you'll discover some brilliant, beautiful, and very sneaky reader mind control tricks as well. So I would say, since you like a deliciously vexing challenge, try writing your next 6 short stories without a single bit of dialogue, and make sure at least 3 of those short stories have a lot of conversation in them anyway. I bet you can pull it off, and you'll learn a lot by doing it. I hope that helps. It's a great question. And actually, I may take those challenges too. I haven't done something like that in a while. It sounds like fun. I'll see you all tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.